Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
While I was feeling unwell over the weekend, and last night in particular, I was watching the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, and she was kind of having a go at the world, essentially, over the money that was being spent by America on DEI across the world. Now, of course, if you don't know what DEI is, it's Diversity, Equity and Inclusion Programs. But she mentioned, she had a page in front of her, and she mentioned only three where money was being wasted. American tax dollars, she said, were being wasted on these stupid programs around the world. And she mentioned Ireland. You know, and everybody was kind of, what? $70,000 allocation by the US Agency for International Development, USAID, for a DEI musical in Ireland. Now, everybody has been posting about this thing, including Paul Murphy, by the way. And I noticed Senator Rona Mullins posted about it, Grip posted about it, I posted about it. Like, what was the musical? What was this kind of, you know, LGBTQ, whatever it was, sing-along, or I don't know what it was, or was it a some sort of diversity program for people of colour? I don't know what it was, but seemingly somebody got 70 grand to put this together. And it wasn't Irish money. And by the way, you can be absolutely sure they didn't only get the 70 grand. They probably got money from the Irish Arts Council as well. And is it necessary? This is the point. And Leavitt criticised the decision to allocate the funding, which she describes as an example of a wasteful spend of American taxpayers' dollars. And since taking office on the January the 20th, US President Donald Trump has issued a series of executive orders aimed at dismantling diversity, equity and inclusion programs across the federal government and across the private sector. And that doesn't mean, by the way, he's against people of colour or he's against ethnic minorities or he's against the LGBT community. It just means that they shouldn't get preferential treatment. That's all he's saying. While Mr. Trump's orders have been celebrated by some supporters and allies, they've been criticised by advocacy groups who say they might deepen inequities and undo decades of progress made, you know, to enshrine civil rights protections for marginalised groups. Now, in case you didn't know, by the way, according to the textbook, DEI programmes have been part of workplace diversity efforts to ensure fairer representation for groups seen as historically marginalised, such as African Americans, LGBTQ+, community members, women, disabled people and other ethnic minorities across the United States and across the world. We do it here as well in Ireland. And the efforts aim to remove systematic barriers for groups affected by the legacy of sexism, racism and xenophobia. Now, of course, we spend millions on DEI in this country, in the form of NGOs, generally speaking. DEI practices include training on combating discrimination, addressing pay inequity along gender or racial lines, and broadening recruitment and access to underrepresented ethnic groups. Now, I want to know if you think it's a waste of money, and do you think it's fair? Because here's the thing, and here's what some people will argue, that DEI programs purposefully discriminate against, say, the single white male. Because they're the only one probably not protected by DEI. Women are protected. Say, for example, 30% female in politics. That's kind of DEI, because what you're doing is you're saying, we'll give you a fine unless you hire 30% of the females to run for election. In companies across the world, particularly some of the big American multinationals, they will purposefully hire so many people of colour, so many people of a different type of religion, or different ethnic minorities, or disabled people. So in other words, if two people go for a job and we already have enough single white males, well, then we might hire, you know, John from Africa, who's a migrant in Ireland. Or we might hire, you know, Mary, who's disabled, because we don't have enough disabled people hired. And that discriminates against the single white male, Frank, who went for the same job and is equally qualified, or maybe even better qualified for the job. So should it be best person for the job? Or should we take into consideration that there are ethnic minorities who may get discriminated against? For them, for that reason, we should have DEI programs. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make? So do you think DEI programs, which Donald Trump has now got rid of, and he's sacked everybody, by the way, involved. In other words, he's basically defunded all these NGOs, which people have been saying we should be doing for years here in this country, because a lot of great NGOs in this country, by the way, do great work. But there's a lot of NGOs in this country who don't represent the people of this country, who are not representative. And all they are is sucking money out of the state. So I want to know what you think. Do you think that all DEI programs should be cancelled? Should it be best person for the job, no matter what your ethnicity, colour your skin, you're able-bodied, disabled, woman, man, does it matter? Do you think we should scrap them all? Or do you think there's a place in society and they serve a good purpose sometimes? Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Joe. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Good to hear that you're getting a bit better, Niall, thank God.
Oh,
we were all worried about you, we were.
It's the worst I've ever had in my life. Going from having a temperature of 33 and 34 to 39.8 and sitting out the back garden in the middle of the night trying to cool down. It's terrible.
And you know what really makes me laugh, Niall? We're not even locked down now. 4 years ago, they had us all under house arrest.
I know.
And it wasn't as half as bad.
I know. There's more people now sick than there was then. Yeah,
but sure, they reckon this is supposed to be the worst fire since 2016, they said.
Yeah.
Well, since 2016. Now, I don't know what happened in 2016, but I don't remember anything as bad as it. There's a lot of it going around. There's a lot of fucking diarrhea going around as well.
Oh, Jesus.
You know?
Oh, no. Well, thankfully, I don't have that. I've had the blood tests, I've had the swabs taken, and I've had all of those things, and it's come back, you know, basically inconclusive. So they know it's a virus because they can see that in the blood, both bacterial and viral infection, but they have no idea what it actually is. Anyway.
As I say, you're fighting fit, Niall, and it's good to have you on because, as I say, we badly need you now in these troubled times, as they say.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Well, Joe, getting back to what his press secretary, Karen Levitt, said, they spent $70,000 American dollars on some Irish sing-along, I don't know, you know, a DEI, which is a musical basically representative of minorities in Ireland or LGBTQ. I don't actually know what it was. No, but I'm sure we'll know tomorrow. It'll be in the paper probably tomorrow. Yeah. But everybody wants to know what it is. Do you think these things are good things? I want to be fair. Like, if you have an ethnic minority, sometimes they do get discriminated against for a job. So having kind of DEI programs in place gives them an opportunity maybe to get a job where they wouldn't otherwise get it.
Well, the way I look at it is, Niall, it should be the best qualified person who should have the job. It shouldn't be given to every Tom, Dick and Harry just because of their colour or their skin or whatever. I think there's a favouritism going on here at the moment, Niall, and there's also a very dangerous agenda as well coming down the tracks because, you know, there seems to be this kind of LGBT, or as I call them, the alphabet mafia, as they're calling themselves nowadays. They have an agenda with everything. They're against this one and they're against that. And it's all about race and colour. Look, I have no problem with any person, whoever they are. But I don't agree with this kind of thing being shoved into people's faces. And I think it should be the best qualified person, say, if it was yourself or it was Molly or myself or whoever, the callers who ring in, whoever has the qualifications should get the job.
And what about gender? Because, of course, they're given out at the moment there's only four women in the cabinet now, in the new government cabinet. There's only four women.
Yeah, but I don't want to be using language, but that's a total load of, not saying it from you, but that's a total load of horse manure because, with respect, they're after putting Helen McEntee into the Department of Education.
Mm.
They're after putting Jennifer Carol McNeil into the Department of Health, Stephen Donnelly's old job, of course, and Norma Foley is doing Rodrigo Gorman's old job. So what are they talking about? They're the three most high-profile jobs in the government.
Well, they are. The three certainly most talked about. Anyway, that's for sure. Yeah.
So, like, I think they should be grateful that they have women in jobs. Because I remember back...
When you say they should be grateful they have women in jobs, women should be in jobs. But do you believe that, say, when we have the elections, this idea that you must have 30% female or the political party will get a fine... Do you think that's fair? Do you think that's right? Or does that discriminate against men who may not be able to get in?
I think it's discriminating against everybody because I think it's the best qualified person for the job should get the job. It doesn't matter who they are. If they're able to do the job properly and do the thing properly and look after the people they should be looking after, that's the job that should be given to them. It shouldn't matter whether they're a woman, man, or whatever fucking genders are going on with now. That's just a load of horse manure, Niall. I don't agree with it.
Okay, so if you had your way, you'd do a Donald Trump on the whole thing here in Ireland and you'd cancel all DEIs.
Okay. It's a load, be honest, Niall, it's a load of bollocks. Oh, that's what it is.
Straight to the point, Joe, as usual. Okay, thank you, Joe. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry, hi. Well, you heard what Joe thinks of it anyway. But, you know, Jerry, I know a lot of people kind of have a go at DEI programs, but there is an argument there to say that there are some people who genuinely benefit from DEI programs.
And there's a lot of people that don't, because a lot of people are missing out opportunities that they would have been more qualified for, probably studied hard for them, probably has life experience.
Yeah.
and they've been totally ignored because of a DOI program or gender positive discrimination. I came across that word years ago, Niall, probably in the 80s.
Affirmative action is what they used to call it in America back in the 80s. It was called affirmative action. It was where companies were obliged to hire a certain amount of people of colour.
Yeah, well, I came across a word and it was at a meeting. I was obviously involved in the local community. And the word that was used was positive discrimination.
Is there such thing as positive discrimination? I don't know how we can...
Exactly. It's a contradiction in itself.
Mm.
Because if you positive discriminate, you're discriminating 100%. And I had this argument to no avail. And this was in the early stages of this whole bullshit about gender equality.
Can I give you an argument, Jerry? And I obviously want to sit on the fence on this for obvious reasons, right? To be fair. I mean, they did research in Chicago going back about 15 years ago. I remember talking about it on the radio at the time. And they made applications to a company who had a job up for grabs, right? And they sent in 80 applications. 40 of the applications were sent in using a name that would be typically used for a black man. It was Tyrone, right? And 40 of the applications, you know, like names like Tyrone, names that would be associated with somebody who would be of color. And the other 40 names were of people who would be associated with a white person, like, say, Scott or Adam or John, right? And the replies that were given, all of the people who had the names associated with a black person didn't get an interview. But many of the people associated with a white person did. So for that reason, DEI programs came about. Now, it wasn't just in relation to workplace, by the way. DEI also do, you know, plays, musicals, whatever it is, to promote diversity and to, you know, fight against racism or whatever it is. So do you see any purpose to it?
I think it's they just know it's criminal what they're doing. And to form one section of a community or even humanity against another, I think it's criminal. I think it's discrimination and it's a big injustice to anybody that's more than qualified to take up a position and have been denied that position because some idiot wants to give them, well, listen, we should have this person of colour, we should have this person of gender, we should let this person of whatever.
Disability, whatever. Or give it to a woman.
Get the job.
Yeah,
or give I'll just give an example of someone out there. I don't know whether you've been in Penny's lately in Tala.
I haven't,
you've been Penny's lately, and they firstly have gone way over the line. There is, in the children's section now, there is no girl and boys section. It's all the one. It's gender neutral.
Well, now, that might not be Penny's fault. That might be the fault of people applying for jobs. Like like when Penny's advertised for a job, you know, I'm only guessing, but I'm assuming 80 to 90% of the candidates who go for the job are probably women. I don't blame.
I'm talking about the clothes.
You're talking about the clothes themselves, not the staff,
no,
sorry.
I'm talking about the clothes.
Right.
So if you go in and you actually into Penny's tomorrow and you ask, where's the boys section? They tell you there's none.
Yeah, but that's supply and demand. That's economics. That's nothing to do with diversity.
No, of course there is not.
Women use more clothes than men.
Down your throat.
No, but hold on. What they're doing is, no, hang on. That's not the same thing, Jerry. What they're doing is supply and demand. Women generally use more clothes than men. You're right. When I go into Penny's too, you have to find the men's section. It's usually about a tenth of the size of the shop. The rest is all women's stuff. And that's because women buy more clothes than men. That's just the way it is.
No, that's not, you're missing what I'm saying to you completely. I'm talking about the baby's clothes in Penny's now are gender neutral.
I get you. So the pinks and the blues are gone, is what you're saying to me.
So you went into Penny's now and asked her, where would you get the 2-year-old boys?
I get you.
You don't have them. Oh, that's how far the NGOs have gone and how far they're trying to ram this down everybody's throat, that it's okay to do that. It's not okay to do that. There's also a gender-neutral dressing room. So,
but I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that, yeah.
But what I'm saying, this whole diversity, there should be no such thing now. As the first, you're either fit for the job or you're not. And I mean, I think it's absolutely criminal. And there's an agenda out there, and they're ramming it down everybody's throat. And I now feel discriminated against as being a white male, and that's what I feel like now. There's no who's going to discriminate on my behalf.
I know. Well, I know it is purposefully or it does purposely discriminate against what they call the single white male, right? And that's what DEI does. But in saying that, the reason they say they do it is because people of colour, people of LGBT, whatever it is, women, disabled people, are and have been discriminated against for years. And they're trying to, I suppose, balance it out. That's the argument, isn't it?
You can't force people to just because you're black, white, or yellow, or green, or you have a disability, or when you're a traveller, that you should be giving them a job. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, and force it through. I mean, now, the perfect example of that is during the election campaigns now, where I think it's 20% of the candidates have to be women.
That's right. Otherwise the party gets a fine, yeah.
Yeah, what happened in the election this time? How many of them were elected?
Yeah, no, I know. I understand. Not as many as should have been were elected. And primarily, yeah, by the way, they're not elected by women, if you get what I mean. So it's the same when people give out to me and they say, oh, why don't as many people go to see women's football? And I'm going, hold on for a second. You know, if women want to support women's football, go and see it. Men support men's football. So, you know what I mean? Everybody should support everything. But unfortunately, if it's not being supported primarily by women, which are the ones who really want it, well then, you know, what are we supposed to do about that? I don't know.
But there's nothing you can do about that, because they got the answer with diversity, with the 20% quota for women. The people that were elected, rightly or wrongly, and by the way, I can't stand anyone who was elected this time except for a couple of them, but rightly or wrongly, the people were elected on their merits and the work they did in the community.
And 50% of those voters are women, by the way, can I point out? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So this whole agenda of 20% must be women, 20% must be travellers, 20% must be ethnic minorities, that's a lot of crap. And some of the political parties tried to play that racist card during the election by putting up non-Irish, well, national candidates that are Irish.
Yeah, people who aren't born in the country, yes. Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah.
And some of the political parties tried to do that to try and grab the votes. It worked in some cases.
I don't think it worked at all, to be honest. I don't know.
No, it did work in Pala. It worked in two cases because two Indian candidates were elected in the local election. Mm. It did work. Because, and do you know why? Because the majority of, there's a huge Indian community in Tala.
Well then, is there a problem then having a local candidate who's Indian, you know, in a community that has some Indian people in it, or a lot of Indian people, then they need representation? Is that an issue? Because we do have to accept, whether you like it or not, and I know a lot of people don't like it, Ireland is changing.
Well, it is changing, but what I'm saying is the parties use that. They use the card.
I agree with you, by the way. I don't think it should be forcefully done. But if, you know, if more candidates are running, I mean, 20% of the population now were non-Irish born. That's Ireland's population at the moment. So you would imagine then 20% of people who would run for election, or 20% of people who would go for a job, or 20% of people would do whatever, you know, by logistically, would not be Irish born, would be from another nationality.
Well, that didn't compete with the nationality, and if they have to qualify for a job, fair play.
I agree. If two people come to me for a job, if I was had a job and two people come to me, it doesn't bother me what colour their skin is or what their abilities are, if they're disabled or able bodied. It's the best as far as I'm concerned, it's the best person for the job. That should be the way it is.
And if somebody came to you and said, well, you're not going to take somebody on, oh, sorry, you're an ethnic minority, so I'm going to take you on because you're an ethnic minority. I say, no, you're not taking on. And you qualify for the job. Because Paddy down the road, or Mary, is more than qualified, and I'm taking it on, and no NGO is going to tell me to take you on.
And I've seen that happen, by the way. I've seen women being taken on by companies because they feel they don't have enough women hired, and it's been a disaster. I've also equally seen men being hired, and it's been a disaster too, but I've seen people being purposely hired, not because of their qualifications, because of where they come from, what their gender was, what their religion might be, or what their ethnic background might have been. I've seen it happen. And it's been a disaster in a lot of cases.
I was looking at the advertisements on some of the Dublin buses. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed now to see an Irish person of Irish descent on an advertisement. You'd only see a coloured person.
And you think those advertisements, which kind of show a disproportionate amount of people who would be non-Irish, you believe that's trying to force an agenda?
Absolutely.
Well, that is, by the way, that is another example of DEI. So marketing companies use DEI as well. You know, big marketing companies would have a DEI department, and they will say, okay, we've a new ad going out for such and such a company this week. We've got to make sure the family look like, you know, they're diverse. Have somebody who's disabled, have somebody who's, you know, of colour, have somebody who may be gay. I don't know. But we need to make it look diverse.
No, I don't care if they're gay, black, white, green or yellow. I don't care what they are. If they qualify with the job, they can have the job. But don't ram it down everybody's throat and saying this is actually what's happening and this is what we should be doing.
See, what they're saying is they're trying to educate us. And the 70,
well
the, yeah, I know, this 70 grand that was allocated by the American government, by the way, for a DEI musical, which I'm dying to know what it was, by the way, a DEI musical in Ireland, they believe now was a waste of taxpayers' money. You know, that's this particular musical was designed to teach Irish people about prejudice, you know, and not to be racist and all that kind of stuff.
They're trying to teach us now. You're saying these people are trying to educate us. The same people that are trying to educate us are trying to tell us there's more than two sexes. I mean, that alone, there's more than two genders.
Well, Regina Doherty says there's nine genders in particular, actually.
We all know scientifically, that's totally crap. I mean, Paul Murphy himself said he's going to let his own child.
I don't want to talk about Paul Murphy's personal business and his personal family, where he can do whatever he wants. On a public representation point of view, I mentioned a few minutes ago, Regina Doherty specifically said there was nine genders. She was asked what the nine genders were, and she couldn't have a clue. So it wasn't 8 or 100; it was 9. It's quite a specific number.
But this is the agenda, and now we have the LGBTXY, or whatever you call it. No, these are people that are trying to educate us and ram it down everybody's throat, and indoctrinating young children's minds in schools, in primary and secondary level schools, in universities, telling everybody there's more than two genders.
Okay, we'll stay there, Jerry, for a second. Okay, Jerry doesn't believe, although he has no objection to anybody getting a job, colour, creed, it doesn't bother him, what some of the background of somebody is, best person for the job, and he believes that DEI programmes are discrimination. Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008. When the White House press secretary, by the way, Karen Levitt, kind of slammed the 70,000 allegation by the US agency, USAID, for the DEI musical in Ireland, that wasn't the worst, by the way. I believe there was like 150,000 for a transgender play in Colombia. I mean, some of the money that's been spent is a bit bonkers. Now, I'm only guessing this, right, but I have a funny feeling I know where the 70,000 was spent on. And many people, by the way, are guessing online as to where it was spent on. Some people believe they even have proof. And if true, it was basically a program promoting kind of white privilege and telling us all how we all should feel bad for white privilege and that we should stop being racist, etc., etc. Now, I mean, education is always a great thing. When it comes to, because there is discrimination in this world, we know that. There is racism in this world. And education is a great thing. But should we be really spending taxpayers' money on what I think are probably stupid things that would last 20 minutes or 15 minutes on the television or on a stage, when we could be spending it better than that? Should we really be having forced DEI programs in workplaces which discriminate against people based on their ethnicity when they're hiring people? Should we be really doing those kind of things? Does that serve a purpose? Because I remember there was this started in America initially going back to the 1980s, and it was called affirmative action, and it was cancelled about 5 years later because it was deemed to be discriminating against people. Now, they started back up again in and around somewhere, I think, after 2005, these DEI programs. And now Donald Trump has just cancelled them all again. Now, DEI programs come in many different forms, by the way. It can be to do with hiring and firing. It can also be to do with, for example, politics and gender quotas. It can also, DEI programs, they would have them in marketing. As Jerry mentioned earlier on, big marketing companies would be looking at how they market a product, and they will say, okay, if we have a family in it, they must be a diverse family. They must be representative of society. So we need somebody black and somebody white and somebody in a wheelchair and somebody from another ethnic minority or whatever it is. You know, these are DEI programs too. And most DEIs in this company would be in the form of NGOs. Now, for the last couple of, well, certainly the last year, we have talked about the 7 million that is spent, or billion, that is spent on NGOs in this country. And I'm not saying they're all bad, because they're not. There are some great NGOs in Ireland. But there are some really awful ones who are not representative of the people. Of course, the Women's Council of Ireland came into a lot of flack after the last referendum when they told everybody to vote yes to rid the country of the word, or the constitution of the word woman and family and mother. And, you know, and said it'd be a great thing to change it all. And everybody else, even women, didn't agree. And it was a landslide no victory. And people kind of questioned whether they were actually representative of women really at all when they wanted to do these things. They were questioned over that. And again, there would be state funding involved in all of this. A lot of the DEI programs and NGOs have state funding. It's been funded by you, the taxpayer. So, you know, is it a good idea to have DEI programs, which is diversity, equity and inclusion. Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
Well, first of all, I would disband the National Women's Council of Ireland because they don't represent all...
Well, a lot of people felt, I don't want to get into them, you know, too much, John, focus too much on one NGO, but a lot of people just believed at the time they weren't representative of the views of Irish women. Clearly, they weren't actually, because clearly it was
they
a landslide no vote.
Referendum and, yeah. And also the one on the 8th Amendment, they didn't represent the 723,000 people, which a huge percentage of were anti-abortion.
Okay, well, they're not there to represent everybody, but certainly represent as many people as they possibly can. That's their purpose of an NGO, of most NGOs. Anyway, John, getting back to diversity and inclusion, you know, there is an argument that, you know, if you don't have diversity and inclusion programs, well, then people, you know, of colour, of ethnic minorities, disabled, women, will get discriminated against if you don't have programs in place.
It's all about education in school. Now, I see the kids going to school here now on the south side of Cork here, and their coloured kids going up there, the Chinese kids, whatever, Indian kids. They're all mingling in together, like, I mean, and they're going to grow up together, they're going to socialise together, whatever. And I think it's all down to education as well, about the diversity in school, whatever. But as regards all these programmes, I mean, there's a new mayor now in Derry at the moment who's black, right, and a female, and she sees racism everywhere she looks. And she's on about white privilege or whatever. So much so that two people in the SDLP have resigned their position because they feel that she was pushed in there because of her colour.
And I don't agree with people getting a job because of their colour, be they white, be they black, or whatever it happens to be. Nobody should. No. I don't believe anybody should get a job because of their ethnicity or because of their status in society or their gender or whatever it happens to be. I'm always a believer, as Jerry is, that it's the best person for the job.
Well, this is it. It doesn't matter whether it is an ordinary job or whether it is something in politics or whatever. I mean, that if you're good enough, like, I mean, people will give you a chance, right? But you shouldn't be there just as a token woman, number one, or a token coloured person, whatever colour you be. I mean, it's ridiculous. And this is the new thing, now, what I'm afraid of now, that will be pushed here by a lot of people, is this white privilege, you know, that we must almost apologise, now. Like, for who we are and what we are and what we have been in the past, like, and that we must change, you know, going forward. I'm not going to fucking change from anyone.
No. Nobody should apologise for the colour of their skin. No more than a black person should apologise for the colour of their skin. Nobody should apologise. Now, mind you, if you're a racist, you probably should apologise for just being a racist. But nobody should apologise for the colour of their skin. That's ridiculous.
Well, as I always keep saying, no, look, there's two things. We can come back if you're still alive in 100 years, but you won't be, and neither will I, right?
I don't think we'll be alive next year, the way things are going at the moment. Sorry, go ahead.
But the two things that you will always be in the world. One is racism, and the other is homophobia.
Yeah, but okay, I agree with you, John. It'll probably always exist to some degree in society. But we do have a responsibility and a duty, you know, to try and make sure that young people grow up with no discrimination, that they don't discriminate against people because of their ethnicity or the colour of their skin or whatever it happens. So we do have a duty to do that.
Well, yeah, there's no problem there. But we all see what happened with the libraries there. Like, I mean, I kind of wish Ross Lehigh from Cork will, because unfortunately he's going to be starting a 3-month sentence for the library stuff. And he's a good guy, like, so I wish him well going forward. But the thing is, this is another agenda there that was pushed on the people that use the library, like, they didn't agree with this kind of stuff, but nobody was consulted. The same as the sex education going into the schools. People have been taken for granted. The amount of people coming in here, this population replacement, as they say. And
but some of that was, I mean, if you remember 2 months ago, the book that was, do you remember the social and personal, whatever it was, book for primary schools, and it had the typical Irish family with the Aran jumpers dancing around like Egypt. Yeah, and then they had the other family who were a diverse family who looked like they were having a great time, and they were very cosmopolitan looking. And people pulled up the Department of Education and said, who checked this? It makes the Irish family look like they're a bunch of ticks that eat potatoes and go to GAA matches. Whereas, you know, the diverse family from another part of the world who are living in Ireland are the coolest people in the world. So who actually passes? And the Department of Education did apologise for that, and it's been taken out of the book now. But that, you are right, that is DEI.
It is, of course, yeah. And I mean, somebody had along the line had to make a decision to include that or try and push that through, and it blew up in their face big time, like. But how dare they, like, I mean, how dare they piss all over who we are, like, I mean, we are who we are. This is why people come here, for the tourism, right, to experience not only the landscape and everything, like, but the people, the culture, the music, the poetry, everything, I mean, the country itself and the people. But if we're going to be changed so much that we're going to be unrecognisable, to suit who, right? Who are we suiting?
Okay, well, John, listen, at that point, I have to go to break. Maureen, I'm going to have to get him to call you back after the news. Unfortunately, I've run out of time quicker than I actually thought I would. After the break, I'll take Maureen and I'll just finish that topic. And I also want to know, if society, or has society, lost its moral way? You might have noticed, by the way, if you were looking at the Grammys over the weekend, Kanye West's girlfriend, Bianca Censori, she arrived, well, you could say she was dressed, but her slip or whatever the hell it was that she had on her was completely transparent. And I mean, it was just plastic, transparent. It was like a see-through plastic bag. And you could see everything. There was nothing left to the imagination. She was essentially naked. And yet the paparazzi were there going, oh, isn't this cool? Oh, who's your dress by? Your dress is a plastic bag that we can see through. Who's it by? Oh, it's Versace or something. I don't know. Anyway, have we lost our moral way where we think it's okay to turn up at, you know, a red carpet event and then... All right, welcome back. And just to finish off on the previous topics about DEI, Maureen, sorry I didn't get to you before the news there. Sorry for keeping you waiting. But Maureen, right. is there any benefit to DEI programs in total in relation to hiring, in relation to educating people, in relation to NGOs? I mean, DEI is involved in everything nowadays. Is there any benefit to it?
No, as far as I'm concerned, there's not. Because all I'm seeing out there is this is, you see, the other side, I call them the lunatics. And I hope if any of them are listening, it's come back to bite you in the arse. Why you inflicted on us? Because we've been putting up with this for quite a while, probably the past 5 years, most of all. It's nothing but discrimination. And it's discrimination against the white people of this country, white Irish people. And they can say what they like about it. But that's the truth.
But I don't think the intention is to discriminate.
Oh, the intention is there to discriminate.
I'm not saying it doesn't discriminate, Maureen, because it clearly does when you have affirmative action in one way. But what I'm saying to you is, isn't the intention, well, they will say, and I just want to give you the alternate argument, the intention of DEI programs is to educate people against, you know, around racism, discrimination, or whatever it happens to be. Isn't that the intention?
No, they're pushing it forward as the intention. And so hoping the gullible people will swallow it. But it is the intention. There's an intention behind it. There's a clip going around of Ibrahim Joseph. Maybe it is an older one now, but I saw it on X the other day. And the people have put this clip back up again. And she was holding online courses.
And I saw the online courses,
To go on a course to teach Irish people how not to be a racist. How bloody dare she?
Well, I don't know whether they'd come forward for a course, to be honest with you, but there are Irish people who are clearly racist, Maureen. I'm not saying every Irish person is a racist, because they're not, but there are individuals, both, by the way, who, you know, on both sides, who are racist. There are people who are racist. Now, I'm not suggesting, you know, that a course is going to help those people. And by the way, the people who are clearly racist are not going to go to a course because they wouldn't believe it's of any benefit to them. So I don't know what the course is about. But that's neither here nor there. The point I'm making is, I mean, this all arose because of the White House press secretary saying that, you know, $70,000 was allocated in Ireland for a DEI musical in Ireland. Now, I'm pretty sure the Arts Council probably gave some money towards that too. And I suppose they will argue, and I don't know what the musical was, but they will argue that it is a musical that, you know, talks about privilege and talks about why we shouldn't be, you know, divide, or we shouldn't judge each other, and let's not be racist, or let's not discriminate. You know, and they will argue that was a good thing. That was a good spend of 70 grand.
I heard it. I listened to her.
Mm.
I listened to what she was saying, but the whole intention is behind all this. Now you're going to have a musical, and now you're going to add some music to it, and you know. Mm. But what you're doing is you're psychologically manipulating people into making them believe, oh God, maybe I am a racist. No, and it's all bullshit.
And do you ever?
Bullshit.
I'm not suggesting you are, Maureen, nor am I. But do you ever question things that you say yourself? Do you ever say to yourself, "Geez, maybe I shouldn't have said that"? No, I don't. In other things I have, over the years, I've questioned things that I've said myself. When I say I've questioned them, I've looked at them and said, was I right really to say that? Maybe I could have worded that slightly differently. You know, I've kind of questioned things I've said, but now not to the sense that I would disagree with myself, if you know what I mean.
Well, having said that, of course, there are times I've questioned myself, but I tell you what I've never questioned myself is when I see a bloody scam.
And in relation...
I'm not going to question myself.
Yeah, in relation to, say, jobs... You know, I mentioned earlier on that, you know, ethnic minorities do get discriminated against when it comes to the workplace, you know, and getting jobs. And I suppose the idea of DEI programs is to try and balance out that, you know, that discrimination.
Well, you could say that. But at the same time, what you're doing is then is you're forcing maybe somebody who wants to employ a person. Now, look, put it this way. Always, if it was me, I wouldn't care who sits in front of me. The best person there that has the qualifications I'm looking for gets the job. But that doesn't suit these people that are pushing the agenda. If I interviewed two black people, for example, and one white person, and the white person was the most qualified, and I ran it by two or three more and they were the most qualified, and they got the job, straight away, there I would be. Oh, you racist, you. What was wrong with the two black people? But you hired the white person. Do you not see where this agenda, what the whole point behind the agenda
is? And the counter argument is that if you don't have any affirmative action or DEI programs in place, that it has been proven on numerous occasions that people of colour or people who are disabled or women or marginalised ethnic minorities do get discriminated against when it comes to having a job. In other words, let's say two people equally qualified come to you, and one is in a wheelchair, or one is a woman, or one is Romanian, or one is, I don't know, African. And they come to you and you purposely hire, you know, the person who is the white Irish person. Because that's who you feel you trust more. I mean, that in itself is discrimination, isn't it? Is that in itself is discrimination?
No, it isn't.
Well, it isn't.
Because you're employing somebody to work on your premises, whatever business.
No, but I'm saying if they're all equally qualified and you purposely hire the person that you believe you trust the most based on the colour of their skin or their ethnicity.
Well, they might. What was said? They were doing it on the colour of their skin. But you say, you can have an argument for that if you like.
Mm.
But the whole point about this is we never had this in this country until all this shit began to hit the fan. The shit is, I suppose, looking at hit the fan now at this point.
Mm.
And that's the way I look at it.
Well, the fan is off now.
And there's one way of getting rid of racism. There's one way of getting rid of everything else. Stop bloody talking about it.
Okay, good point. Listen, thank you, Maureen. Thank you very much indeed. A lot of people, by the way, guessing what the 70,000 allocation was spent on. I think this story is going to gather legs over the next few or three or four days. And I have a strange feeling RTE are going to be involved in some shape or form. I don't know how they end up being involved in everything. But the American government are certainly involved because they want to know what the hell we spent $70,000 on a DEI musical. And what was the musical? What was it about? Was it worth the money? And why did they spend American tax dollars? Because according, as I said, to the press secretary, Caroline Levitt, personally, she said, I don't want to see my tax dollars spent on some event in the middle of Ireland, which is DEI.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.